Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden held face-to-face talks in the Oval Office Friday with Brazil's leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in a reboot of U.S.-Brazilian relations. Both the United States and Brazil have seen rebellions in the past 2 years by far-right activists protesting the results of a presidential election. Biden and Lula both said their country's democracies should be protected. Here's Lula speaking through an interpreter.
Primeiro,
first of all,
nunca mais permitir,
never more allow,
que haja novo capítulo do Capitólio,
that there should be a new chapter written again on the Capitol invasion here.
E que nunca mais haja o que aconteceu no Brasil.
And never more should happen what happened in Brazil.
Com a invasão do Congresso Nacional.
The invasion of the National Congress.
Do Palácio do Presidente e da Suprema Corte.
The President's Palace and the Supreme Court building.
President Biden agreed.
Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence and we put great value in our democratic institutions.
The White House has announced President Biden will mark this month's anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a visit to NATO ally Poland. Biden will travel February 20th through the 22nd, meeting with Polish President Andrzej Duda and also members of the Bucharest Nine, a group of NATO members in Eastern Europe. Poland is the main hub for refugees and the funneling in of Western military aid for Ukraine, much of it coming from the United States. However, Biden is considered unlikely to visit neighboring Ukraine due to security concerns. The president's trip will coincide with a State of the Nation address in Moscow by Russian President Vladimir Putin. That speech is scheduled to take place February 21st. You can keep up on presidential travels and everything we're reporting on at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian state media reports President Bashar al-Assad made his first public appearance in the earthquake-devastated areas of Syria on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
4 days after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, Assad and his wife Asma visited wounded patients at the Aleppo University Hospital. Aleppo is Syria's second city, already scarred by years of heavy bombardment and shelling. Aleppo is among the most devastated February 6 earthquake cities. Assad has been meeting with delegations from countries sending aid, but until now, those have taken place in the capital, Damascus. Friday's visit to Aleppo marks his first visit to the earthquake-affected areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration says a U.S. fighter jet on Friday shot down over the state of Alaska a high-altitude object. White House spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the object was the size of a small car.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object, and they did.
Kirby said many details are still unknown about the object, but the United States expects to recover it. He said the American pilot's assessment was that there was no human aboard. In his State of the Union address late Thursday, South Africa's president declared a state of disaster to deal with the country's electricity crisis. Vicky Stark reports from Cape Town.
The main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, plans to challenge the state of disaster in court, saying it wants to prevent the kind of looting that took place during the COVID-19 emergency, as President Cyril Ramaphosa's action will empower the ruling African National Congress Party to sidestep normal procurement processes. President Ramaphosa also announced there would be a new Minister of Electricity based in his office. The person hasn't been named yet. Vicky Stark for VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
Florida lawmakers granted Governor Ron DeSantis effective control of the board that oversees development in and around Walt Disney Company's Central Florida theme parks, escalating the Republicans' battle with the emblematic company. The state Republicans targeted Disney after it publicly clashed with DeSantis last year over a law that restricts classroom instruction of gender and sexual orientation. Critics of the law call it the Don't Say Gay policy. And rights groups are warning of a likely rise in arbitrary arrests in Myanmar after the junta's move last week to place parts of the country that are home to millions of people under martial law. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.